Do you know what it's time for?
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
That's right. I got a $50 gift certificate in my hot little hand right here. Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge there. State-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom. 312-981-7200, caller number 19. There you go. All right. Here we go.
Number 5.
Donald Trump gave a speech on urban renewal today. He was in Charlotte, North Carolina. He proposed a new deal for Black America.
For the blacks. I got something for you. Hold on.
Where's my African American? You remember that comment?
It includes community safety, improved education, high-paying jobs. I mean, this all sounds great. I mean, that sounds like a really good plan. Is there any detail on how he's going to actually pull it off? Is there? He says he can be trusted because he works for no big donors or special interests.
Believe me, I'll be in for over $100 million. That's a lot. I work for you, and I work only for you. And I promise that under a Trump administration, the law will be applied fairly, equally, and without prejudice. There will be no prejudice. Illegal immigration violates the civil rights of African Americans. That's what's been happening. A new tax incentive to get foreign companies to relocate in blighted American neighborhoods, and they will do that.
Interesting, because in some key states like Pennsylvania, his African-American support is up and his Hispanic vote is up in the last couple of weeks, which is not, you know, trending with the rest of the polls. Like, overall, he's lost a lot of support. He's lost women, but he is picking up in those areas. So it's be interesting to see. Again, they're, you know, promises, which is what politicians do. Promises.
Okay. He could win. He can still win. I know you think he can't. I think he can.
I just feel like the reason he's spending so much time in Florida is, as we all know, is that he doesn't have a path without that. So it is the only path he has to win there. And then you start looking at some of the other places where he's very shaky. And I mean, it's
he has to win Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. Mm-hmm. He's got to sweep that, and then he's in it. He doesn't even win it with that.
That's
at this
exactly
point,
right?
But he's in it, and if he wins, if he picks up Nevada or Utah or both.
But he's way behind in Pennsylvania right now. He's nowhere near winning it. And so the must wins, he still is trailing her by a measurable amount, like 5 points, 6 points, 6.6 points.
I think a lot of people might be surprised at what happened here on Election Day.
It's possible. I mean, that's what his campaign says, that there are these voters who haven't voted before who will come out in big numbers.
Bigly. They're going to come out bigly.
In a bigly way.
Mm-hmm.
Bigly. And they will tilt the election.
4 more years of me, okay? Okay.
Oh, God.
All right. Checking in at
number 4.
Megyn Kelly and Newt Gingrich went at it last night on the Kelly File.
Boy, did they.
Oh, boy. She wanted to talk about, she's trying to bring up the sexual assault thing. Is Donald Trump a sexual predator? And Newt would have none of it.
So it's worth 23 minutes of the three networks to cover that story. And Hillary Clinton in a secret speech in Brazil to a bank that pays her $225,000, saying her dream is an open border where 600 million people could come to America. That's not worth covering.
That is worth covering.
You want to go back through the tapes of your show recently? You are fascinated with sex and you don't care about public policy.
Me?
Now, that's
really
what I get out of watching you tonight.
Fascinated with sex. Not quite the right thing to say. And it was interesting, too, to see how they went at each other, particularly because he's a paid Fox News contributor, and this is on Fox News. So it was a very hostile exchange.
Well, even now that Roger Ailes is out of the building,
things are changing.
Yeah, it's like a free-for-all in there. Like, Hannity went after her, too,
mm-hmm.
saying that she's a plant for Trump, for Clinton.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They're really taking aim at her, and she is more in the middle than some of the other voices on that network.
You know what, Mr. Speaker? I'm not fascinated by sex, but I am fascinated by the protection of women and understanding what we're getting in the Oval Office. And I think the American voters would like to know.
And therefore, we're going to send Bill Clinton back to the East Wing Because after all, you are worried about sexual predators.
Yeah, listen, it's not about me. It's about the women and men of America. And the poll numbers show us that the women of America in particular are very concerned about these allegations and in large part believe that they are a real issue.
Mm-hmm. That was a good answer.
Do you want to comment on whether the Clinton ticket has a relationship to a sexual predator?
We on the Kelly file have covered that story as well, sir. I will tell you the polls.
I want to hear you use the words. I want to hear your words. Bill Clinton, sexual predator. I dare you. Say Bill Clinton, sexual predator.
Mr. Speaker,
disbarred
we've covered.
Disbarred by the Arkansas bar. $850,000 penalty.
Okay.
And it kind of got uglier from there, actually.
Excuse me, sir. We on the Kelly file have covered the Clinton matter as well. We've hosted Kathleen Willey. We've covered the examples of him being accused as well, but he's not on the ticket. And the polls also show that
the
American public is less interested in the deeds of Hillary Clinton's husband than they are in the deeds of the man who asks us to make him president, Donald Trump. We're going to have to leave it at that, and you can take your anger issues and spend some time working on them, Mr. Speaker. Thanks for being
here.
And
you too. And you too.
Ouch. Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Okay.
Parting shot there.
Both of them.
Oh, you were both.
And you
them.
Too.
No question.
You too.
You too. It's kind of the Trump thing.
Wrong.
Not me, you.
Newt. She's hot though, right, Newt?
This is, I can't believe what I'm listening to. Well, you know, I can't, and here's the thing though. It's funny about it. This is almost like, I hate to be like, oh, I told you so, because that's what Trump does. Because I never even told you this. I never told anybody this. But you could see this kind of coming. I think most people could see, as you're watching the media world become more like trip over itself to fit into an agendaed box, mm-hmm. that they are going to make bets that are not going to pay off. And that's, I think, exactly what has happened now at Fox News Channel.
No question. CNN has now pulled into within striking distance of them in the last 4 weeks in that key demographic that the cable newsers want to get, the 25 to 54. And that's the closest they've gotten in 15 years. So they are taking a real hard look at themselves.
Well, and Fox is kind of Fox by doubling down like during the Tea Party and stuff like that and getting behind the insurgent conservative political movements and away from reliable Republican talking points, which they had been doing for years. Mm-hmm. And they got away from the structure of it and they wanted to go, you know, countercultural and iconoclastic and all of those things. They've now found themselves on the outs because they don't stand for anything. Because the problem with this is that the Trumpists, the people who believe in Trump, are not classic conservatives and may not buy into. They're people who don't want to be ruled by anybody, including the media. And that Fox now falls into that for them. Fox isn't an island unto itself like it was mm-hmm. for an entire swaths of conservative viewers around the country. They were like, finally, someone's telling the truth, which is the way that the Fox viewers were looking at it. And that now,
and it was a refreshing voice at a time when a lot of people felt the media was leaning left and you weren't covering Republican issues or Republican opinion and viewpoints the way some people wanted. You know, they wanted to hear more of that. And so it seemed to answer a real need at the time.
But Trump is a celebrity. He's not a conservative. He's not a politician. He's not a political philosopher. He's a pugilistic celebrity who knows how to manipulate media very well. He knows how to tell a message, send a message, tell a story very well. He is not in any way tethered to the facts or truth ever. He'll say anything and then doesn't ever apologize for being wrong about it. Doesn't have to, because people move on. The media culture moves on too quickly for that to actually sink into anything. But it is what it is. All right, hey, I got to do the traffic.
Okay. Join Chicago Tribune in publicly recognizing the most dynamic and supportive companies in the Chicago area. 7th Annual Top Workplaces event, November 10th at Soldier Field. Visit topworkplaceschicago.com to get your tickets.
Top 5-5 continues. Checking in at
number 3.
If you haven't already heard, Cubs are in the World Series.
I think we've all heard that.
And now White Sox fan Chance the Rapper.
He's getting into the action somehow?
Is showing some love. He took to Twitter to endorse the recent mashup by Hood, the Hood Internet's recent mashup, I should say, mm-hmm. Of Coloring Book's No Problem and Steve Goodman's Go Cubs Go. Interesting.
Yeah, interesting take. I kind of like the original better. Just a little bit.
But. So do I, by the way. I don't understand those jungle rhythms.
Oh, God, bro.
All right. That was Donald Trump. Yeah, checking in at
number two.
Now, you know how Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg have this dinner party theme show coming out?
Very bizarre. It
is a bizarre friendship. Yeah. But they have it. Snoop says during a promo for the show that the Queen of Homemaking is going to be eating, drinking, and having a good time with their exclusive friends. But in a game of Never Have I Ever on Ellen.
Oh, yes. I've seen that.
Stewart revealed that she's gotten a head start on that whole having a good time thing.
Never have I ever sexted. Martha? You've sexted? Do you know what that is?
I have used technology for a lot longer than you have, Ellen.
All right.
Oh, God.
Yow! To who? Is it someone current or is this a while ago?
Oh. It doesn't say none of your business.
Oddly, that show might actually be good. Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. Kind of a fascinating pairing.
I think Martha Stewart's telling us that she used to use her beta cam for the nasty. I think is what we just learned. And it's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
That's a good thing. Look at that. All right. And finally, oh, dear.
Number one.
Boy, Will Ferrell's out and about, isn't he?
He is. Love that.
There's a new movie coming out, of course. He brought back Harry Carey yesterday. Brought back George W. Bush to give some real talk with Chris Hardwick last night on At Midnight. He started things off by defending his cousin Billy Bush over his involvement in the, you know.
I just want to say one thing. We Bushes don't act like that, okay? We have standards, and we're raised a certain way, and we would never, under any circumstances, ride a bus. When you're a Bush, you ride in a limousine or a jump jet or maybe a monster truck called Sasquatch Express. But, you know, never a bus. It boggles the mind.
Yeah, well, listen.
He's so good. I just love him. I like his Harry Carey probably even better, though. I mean, but that was good.
It's one more.
If Trump takes this thing, Laura and I have a very comfortable underground bunker we can move to, okay? It's got a mini fridge for snacks and sodas and a much larger walk-in freezer with thousands of Hungry Man dinners. We have every season of Just Shoot Me on DVD. So I'm going to be down there with Princess Kate and Nolan Ryan while society gets overrun by wild dogs and racists. My advice is don't let that happen, America. Don't let that sack of rotten sweet potatoes anywhere near the White House.
You too have an underground bunker, don't you, Ro?
I do.
That's your backup plan for the New Zealand plan that doesn't work out?
Right, if the notorious RBG and I can't run away to New Zealand together after the Trump win, then I've got...
You got plans.
I got plans. Mm-hmm. I know. Good. It's a Walking Dead thing. I got that baseball bat. I got that Chris Bryant baseball bat.
oh, I love that.
I put barbed wire around it, so I'm ready to go.
Ready to slug somebody. Comes near you.
Yeah, that's my only plan. All right.
Not a bad plan.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't understand anything that's going on here. I'll be honest with you. All right.
Go Cubs.
Yeah, go Cubs. That's all I want is a win. That's all I want for Christmas.
The top five at five.